This will not let you down. No, ma'am, no, sir. It ain't gonna let you down. All you got to do is try me. The number is 1-800-399-7353. You call me right now. I just want seven more to call me. Seven more serious men and serious women that want to get debt free in the Lord. October, November, December, another year. And I thank God that I'm here in the South. And I'm getting ready to come and see those of you that want to see me in person in Alexandria, Louisiana. All you got to do is keep listening to my broadcast. I'm going to tell you the place, the time, and the day. But if you need to see me right now, if you need God to bless you right now, if you need a supernatural blessing right now, if you got pain in your body, good God Almighty, I can fix it through the power of an almighty God, or either I can unfix it. If you got someone in your family that has got to go to court facing a drug charge, you got somebody in your family that have been murdered, and you need God to give you and your family strength, I can fix it today for you through the power of an almighty God, or either I can unfix it. All you got to do is call me and say, Bishop Uriah, I need help. Those of you that want to get debt free, listen to me. If you want to get debt free, there was a saint of God that was blessed with over $3 million by meditating with my scriptures. If you want to get debt free right here in Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, if you want to get debt free and can keep your mouth shut and your business to yourself, you don't have to make no testimony. All calls are private and confidential. And I'm not connected with no one here in your city but God. I'm not connected with no preacher, no prophet, no evangelist. I'm not connected with no one that have ever been through your city. I'm not connected with nothing but God. Those of you right now, well, others have failed you, I won't let you down. All you got to do is call me. I said, well, others have failed you, Louisiana. Good God Almighty, Bishop Uriah, the king of all the modern day prophets, I will not let you down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace, your blessings, and your healing. My prayer line is open right now. The number is 1-800-399-7353. 1-800-399-7353. October this year is moving on up the King's Highway. If you got that generational curse upon you and your family, tell that devil, the devil, Bishop Uriah says, if you can't help me, please don't stop. Let me sing a little of my song this morning while you're calling. Thank you, Jesus. Can fix it if you let it. I just want three more to call me. Three more of you that mean business today. The number you're calling me, toll free, 1-800-399-7353. God is a miracle worker. He got a miracle with your name on it. If you're in the hospital room, in the cell bother, you got that lawsuit case, that court case that you got to go through. I want to go through it with you. The number you're calling right now, 1-800-399-7353. If the devil have taken that husband, that boyfriend away from you, woman of God, I send him back. Man of God, if the devil have taken your wife, your girlfriend away from you, I send her back through the power of an almighty God. All you got to do is call me right now. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The real McCall is here in your city every week, Wednesday through Sunday. The number you call me right now, 1-800-399-7353. October going to be the best, the blessed month. Those of you who need a supernatural blessing, the number is 1-800-399-7353. You call me right now. I double D triple dagger to try God through me. If you've tried all the rest, time for you to try God's best. And I am better than the best, just as good as all the rest. The number you're calling me, 1-800-399-7353. I see the clock on the wall. It's the time for me to leave you. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. And I love you with the love of the good Lord.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away, it will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away, it will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Please call Alpha Omega Outreach Ministry, 870-692-5939 or 318-484-2500. And bless you.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And you are highly exalted.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, last week, we talked about be not. I think I gave you 12 be nots. So we're going to focus on one of those be nots tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, look at verse 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, verse 1 says that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I've heard some people say that the sin is unbelief, you know, just not believing, not trusting God. But, you know, weight could be anything. And weights are different for different people, but sometimes people have common weights. Sometimes people have weights that are in common, you know, because, you know, you hang out with a certain group of people, then you pick up same attributes, same characteristics, you know, same mannerisms, same habits. And sometimes a group of people can have the same weight. Okay. And so tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to deal with the weight of slothfulness. Slothfulness. He wants to eradicate slothfulness out of your life, because slothfulness is a vision killer. It's a plan stopper and a vision killer. Now, a lot of people don't really understand how dangerous it is to allow a slothful spirit to creep into your life, because this is not one of these spirits that announce itself. It's a creeping spirit. It's a creepy spirit. It just creeps and takes over your life a little bit at a time to get you off course, to kill your vision, to stop your dream, so that you end up being unproductive and idle and in neutral, when in Christ you ought to always be going forward. You know, the scripture here talks about laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run. Notice he said, let us run the race, right? He didn't say nothing about walking. He didn't say walk the race, that we might run the race. There's a race we're supposed to run. Hallelujah. How many of you know it takes more energy to run than it does to walk? Amen. So if you're going to run the race, that means you have to be willing to expend more energy. But the strength comes from the Lord, because in the scripture tell you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. He's the beginning. He's the source, amen, of what we need to run our race and to run it well. Amen. Looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your own mind. You see, you have to guard your mind that your mind don't get weary in doing what's right. You know, one of those be nots that we had last week was, be not weary in well-doing. Wasn't that one of them? Don't be weary in well-doing. And then the last one that we talked about was Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, says, be not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Then Romans 12, 11 says, don't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So you can be slothful in how you handle your affairs. You can be slothful in how you handle your family. You can be slothful in how you handle your job assignments. You can be slothful in how you handle your money. You get a slothful spirit on, you start paying everything late. Got the money and just make it just late, just slow. Now, in Hebrews chapter 6, it says, be not slothful. I'm going to talk to you about slothfulness and laziness to eradicate it from your life. Because slothfulness is designed by the devil to stop your progress and to get you off course, so that you become unproductive, so that you have no energy. And there's a difference between slothfulness and being lazy, even though they're very closely associated with one another. Whenever you find slothfulness, you're going to find laziness. Wherever you find laziness, you're going to find slothfulness. It's like one of these unholy packs that tried to gang up on you to make you slothful. And if it can't make you lazy, just make you slothful. Now, laziness, let me find laziness for you. To be lazy means to be unwilling to work or to expend energy. That's what we mean when we say somebody lazy. That means they resist work. They resist any kind of effort or anything that's going to cause them to expend energy. When you're lazy, you're disposed to idleness, which means you end up really just doing nothing, wasting a lot of time. It also means moving slowly. When you find somebody that's lazy, they do everything slow. That's lazy. Don't want to expend too much energy, right? A lazy person is not going to run the race. A lazy person say, now, ain't no sense in us running. Let's walk. But guess what? You're going to reach your destination faster if you run. You're going to be late if you walk. Right? If you start walking when you're supposed to be running, you ain't going to be on time. You're going to miss something. You're going to have delay. Amen. Now, let me talk to you about slothfulness. Slothfulness, this word describes something that is dull, monotonous, slow, sluggish, unexciting, or something that's lost its energy, its drive, its pace, its thrust, and has become neutral or inactive. So you can be working and not being lazy, but still be slothful. You can be expending a lot of energy doing a lot of things, you know, not lazy, I'm ready to work, but not accomplishing anything because you're slothful. You know, when people start off on fire for Jesus, you know how they have zeal, they have energy, they ready to go out in the street, do everything. Then after a little while, they get out of drive, they get out of run, and they slow down and they get in park, some of them just get in neutral, which means, you know, I'll go wherever you want me to go, do whatever you want me to do, I just ain't gonna do it fast. We ain't gonna have no pace with it. So there's a slight difference between being lazy and being slothful, because slothfulness denotes a person who was once passionate, on fire, enthusiastic, but has become disinterested and has a take it or leave it, don't care attitude, and have sunk into a state of being slow, boring, dull, sluggish, and uninterested. Now, if you're not careful, husbands and wives have to be careful that they don't let slothfulness enter into their relationship, because when it does, you become uninterested in one another, dull, slow, have no fire, no passion, no excitement. That's slothful. That's a good picture of slothfulness right there. And you know you're the same way if you're on your job. And you start off on a job on fire, love your job, can't wait to get there, getting there early. Then after a while, you have a few setbacks, trouble come, and now you drag in just on time. It's dull, so you're watching the clock. Ooh, boy, this day long here. It's a long day. Dull, that you're uninterested in what you're doing. You have no passion, no zeal, no enthusiasm, and no initiative. When you lose your initiative, you know, that's that internal drive that all of us have to have if we're going to do the will of God. You have to maintain that internal passion and that internal drive and that internal energy to do what is pleasing to God and to stay in the will of God. You can't allow yourself to get dull and uninterested and, you know, and just have just take it or leave it, a don't care attitude, you know, where you become very apathetic and lethargic, where you just do everything slow. Stuff that you could get done in 10 minutes take you 2 hours. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? See, when you're lethargic, you know, you got something that can take 10 minutes and you fumble around with it, keep fumbling around with it. Before you know it, you look down, 2 hours and went by, and you still ain't got it done. The Lord wants that out of the church, and he wants that out of you, and he wants it out of me. I'm taking my medicine too. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will shine the spotlight on slothfulness and say, I want it out of this body. Because it'll slow down progress. We won't be able to run. We won't have any vision because we won't have any energy. You lose energy when you're slothful. And you're going to see why here when we get into some of these scriptures here. Now, another Greek word for slothfulness also means lazy and idleness. So they kind of one in the same in some senses how it's used in the scriptures. It carries the idea of a person who has a do nothing, a lethargic, lackadaisical, apathetic, indifferent, lukewarm attitude toward life. Where you just don't care. Well, I don't care. Where you just have a don't care attitude. Well, you know, I don't care if church make it or not. I don't care. You have that kind of attitude, see, that's the devil working on you. Now, characteristics of slothfulness. Let me give you some. We're going to read some scriptures. When slothfulness is at work in you, it makes you slow to act or respond. It makes you hesitate. Judges 18:9. I'm just going to give you scripture references. You can go back and read them later. We might read some of them. The way of the slothful, his way is hard and painful. Proverbs 15:19. Slothfulness causes one to waste time, money, and talents. Proverbs 18:9. When you're slothful, you avoid work. You're lazy, and work is very painful to you. Work is painful. Oh, you mean I got to move all them boxes? Oh, it's 80 degrees in this warehouse. I can't work in 80 degrees. It's too hot. I had to quit that job. It's 80 degrees. Slothfulness results in unproductive and idle activities. Proverbs 26:14. When you're slothful, you're an irritation to others. Proverbs 10:26. How many of you know you don't like lazy people around you? You're an irritation to other people when you're lazy. Because you're not dependable and you can't be trusted. And, you know, you're giving them a sign to do because they're lazy. They're just irritated. And the scripture tells you that. Said it's just like having smoke in your eyes. Having lazy people around you all the time, just like having smoke in your eyes. Boy, you can't see that. I'm just so tired of them people. That boy's so lazy, I just don't know what in the world to do with him. This aggravation. Slothfulness. Another characteristic of it is that a person becomes full of excuses and full of fear. Proverbs 22:13, Proverbs 26:13-14. And then slothfulness will cause a person to be spiritually asleep, drowsy and dull, idle, full of want, but never able to gain anything because they live in a state of unconsciousness. Proverbs 19:15. They're walking around, but they're in a deep sleep. Because you ain't getting, might as well just stayed in the bed because they ain't doing nothing. You ever hear somebody boss in and say, look, you might as well go home. You ain't doing nothing here. Go on home. You're sleepy. Go on back home. The Bible says that slothfulness casts into a deep sleep. Just make you, just drain you, make you sleepy all the time. Where you just don't have no energy to do anything. Slothfulness. And when you're slothful, the blessings of the Lord slowly slip away. Exodus 10:18. Because it takes favor and it takes being diligent for you to maintain blessing in your life. You can't be lazy. You can't start off, you know, like a rocket, you know, and end up just fizzling out. You know, you can't be like a bottle rocket. And then you hear a little pop. And then they got no energy to come on back down to the earth. You just run out of steam. Ain't got nothing left in it. How many of y'all ever shot a bottle rocket before? What they do? They take off, they go, shh. You hear a little pop. When that pop, that's it. It ain't got nothing else left. It's coming down. It ain't got no more power, no more powder in it, no more energy in it. All the energy has been expended. Well, people can be like that. Start off like that, and then they get a little pop at the end, and that's it. Can't get nothing else out of them. The danger of giving place to this kind of spirit, a slothful spirit, is that one will lose their desire for excellence. They will lack attention to detail. You will develop an apathetic attitude or don't care. You will lose your desire to serve others and will develop a self-centered lifestyle and a self-centered attitude. When you allow that spirit to invade your life, it'll cause you not to want to take responsibility for your actions, but will make you blame everybody else and cause you to make excuses for why things is not getting done. Others will see you as being unfaithful, unreliable, and undependable. A slowful person will never finish their God-given course and will never have the full blessing of the Lord because the inactivity prevents them from moving forward in God. People that are lazy and slowful become a burden to others because they never have enough and are always seeking help from others. They become lifelong leeches. Always looking for others to make things happen for them. They don't take care of their own business affairs. So they're always depending on somebody else. Man, come on, hook me up. They're always looking for a hookup. All right, hook yourself up. You got more control of your own life than anybody else got. Hook your own self up. So, see people not doing anything, just I look at them. Me and CeCe driving down the street. I say, look at that group right there. I say, they ought to be in trade school somewhere. Ought to be learning the trade somewhere. All this spare time they got. Ought to be doing something to better themselves, to prepare themselves for the future. Lazy people will always be in want and full of desire to have things. Over time, they will become covetous, wanting what others have worked for, and will develop an attitude of entitlement, saying, you're supposed to do this for me. Okay? Now, I know everybody right now is pointing the finger at somebody else. Everybody else got somebody else in mind. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost pointing right at you. Don't be thinking about nobody else. You examine your own life. Everybody, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Pastor. Yeah, I'm thinking about them right now. No, you better look at yourself. Don't worry about that other person. You better let this word judge you tonight. Turn that word on yourself. Amen. Put that spotlight on your own heart. Have you slipped a little bit? Have you let some things slide? Are you excited about Jesus as you used to be? Are you on fire like you used to be? Well, if you don't have that same passion and that same energy to serve the Lord, then this message is for you. We all got to recover. We got to stir up that gift that's in us. We're supposed to be running a race. We ain't supposed to be crawling. We ain't supposed to have somebody pushing us, waiting on somebody else to do it. Like the man sitting around that pool. When the angel troubled that water and Jesus said, man, will you be healed? He said, I ain't got nobody. He blamed everything on everybody else. I don't have nobody to put me else in the water. He blamed everybody else for his condition. I don't have no man to put me in the water. He says, it's all these other people's fault right here while I've been here so long. Do it. Man, Pastor, you need to get this done. Well, you see that need to be done. Yeah, well, go do it. Lazy people are great wasters of time, talent, and money. Now, in Judges 18:9, when the children of Israel were going to go possess some more of their inheritance in the promised land, they sent spies out, and the spies came back and said, arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good, and you are still. He said, you still haven't moved. He said, be not slothful to go, to enter, to possess the land. In other words, that word slothful, that means to hesitate, to be slow to move or to take action. So they had opportunity right there, and they were too slow. They hesitated. See what slowfulness will cause you to miss blessings with your name on them. And when those doors of opportunity open, you know, you don't always have time to pray 30 days. If you stay prayed up and you're running your race and you're excited about Jesus, when that door opens, you'll know whether it's God or not. And you'll know whether you're supposed to step through it or not step through it. But if you're not following God and you're slowful, then you'll be just slow. Well, you know what? Opportunity opened up, but I don't know.
I might step through that door. I don't know. I need to pray some more. Then that door closed up and say, see, that wasn't God.